Tom iku bocah enom.
Tom is a young boy.
Dia pengen sinau salam.
He wants to learn greetings.
Ibune ibu bantu dheweke.
His mother helps him.
Dheweke ngomong, "Halo, Tom."
She says, "Hello, Tom."
Tom mesemut lanjutan, "Halo."
Tom smiles and replies, "Hi."
Tom menyang sekolah.
Tom goes to school.
Ing sekolah, dheweke sesambungan kancane.
At school, he meets his friend.
Tri ngomong, "Sugeng enjing."
He says, "Good morning."
Konca Tom mesem.
Tom's friend smiles.
Dheweke sinau bareng.
They learn together.
Tom sinau sugeng tinggal, uga.
Tom learns goodbye, too.
Dheweke bahagia.
He is happy.
Saiki, dheweke bisa menyapa kabeh.
Now, he can greet everyone.
Tropea iku kutha cilik ing Italia.
Tropea is a small town in Italy.
Saben taun, dheweke ngrayakake festival gede.
Every year, they celebrate a big festival.
Jalan-jalan iku kebak wong lan warna.
The streets are full of people and colors.
Toko-toko adol panganan jalan sing enak.
The shops sell delicious street food.
Akeh wong mangan pizza lan pasta.
Many people eat pizza and pasta.
Anau spanduk ing saben warna.
There are banners in every color.
Anak-anak guyon lan dolanan ing lapangan.
Children laugh and play in the square.
Kabeh ngenteni pertunjukan petasan.
Everyone waits for the fireworks show.
Kota ngrasakake seneng lan urip.
The town feels happy and alive.
Mark yaiku profesional enom ing umur 20-an.
Mark was a young professional in his 20s.
Diingin ngrembaka karir lan ketemu wong anyar.
He wanted to grow his career and meet new people.
Siji dino, dheweke nampa undangan kanggo acara jaringan.
One day, he received an invitation to a networking event.
Dheweke rumangsa semangat lan setitik gugup.
He felt excited and a little nervous.
Ing acara kasebut, dheweke ketemu akeh wong anyar.
At the event, he met many new people.
Dhek ngenala awake dukanti mesem.
He introduced himself with a smile.
Saben wong mesem saking lan seneng obrolan.
Everyone smiled back and enjoyed the conversation.
Mark sinau kanggo ngungkapake ide-ide kanthi jelas.
Mark learned to express his ideas clearly.
Dheweke seneng ngudari pengalaman.
He enjoyed sharing his experiences.
Semakin dheweke ngobrol, semakin yakin dhewe.
The more he talked, the more confident he became.
Akhire, dheweke ngowahi informasi kontak karo liyane.
Finally, he exchanged contact information with others.
Sawise acara, dheweke ngrasakake bangga marang prestasine.
After the event, he felt proud of his achievements.
Mark sinau menawa yen duweni jaringan iku penting.
Mark learned that building a network is important.
Dheweke ngarep-ngarep luwih akeh acara ing besok.
He looked forward to more events in the future.
Iku minangka esuk padang srengenge nalika kabar mecah babagan penutupan angkasa Pakistan.
It was a bright sunny morning when the news broke about Pakistan's airspace closure.
Keputusan kasebut teko kanthi ora dikira, ninggalake akeh wisatawan terjebak.
The decision came unexpectedly, leaving many travelers stranded.
Nengah mau ana siswa enom sing jenenge Ali, sing mabur menyang London kanggo sinau.
Among them was a young student named Ali, who was flying to London for his studies.
Pesawat ditunda nganti jam, lan duk krasa kuat lan frustasi.
His flight was delayed for hours, and he felt anxious and frustrated.
Sajrone, Janice, seorang wanita bisnis saka New York, uga kena dampak saka penutupan.
Meanwhile, Janice, a businesswoman from New York, was also affected by the closure.
Dheweke dianggap kudu melu konferensi penting ing Islamabad.
She was supposed to attend an important conference in Islamabad.
Nalika jam-jam wis liwati, frustrasi tambah gede antaran penumpang.
As the hours passed, frustrations grew among the passengers.
Akeh wiwit ngeluh babagan koneksi lan penerbangan sing wis kelangan.
Many started to complain about their missed connections and flights.
Maskapai ngletok kanggo ngatasi arus penumpang sing pengin ngowahi tiket pesawat menyang.
Airlines scrambled to handle the influx of passengers wanting to rebook their flights.
Suara frustrasi kebak saka bandara nalika wong-wong golek solusi.
Frustrated voices filled the airport as people sought solutions.
Sakwise jam, sawetara penerbangan wis pungkasan diprogram maneh, nggawa lega kanggo sawetara.
After several hours, some flights were finally rescheduled, bringing relief to a few.
Nanging, akeh sing dipaksa golek akomodasi semalam.
However, many were forced to seek accommodation overnight.
Saknalika lalu lintas udara nyebabake chaos ing macem-macem bandara ing saindenging jagat.
The air traffic delays caused chaos in various airports around the world.
Ing pungkasan, pengaruh ing lelungan iku signifikan, nanging ketahanan padang lumaku.
In the end, the impact on travel was significant, but resilience shone through.
Ing Akuntan 2, film mlebu luwih jero marang kerumitan protagonis.
In The Accountant 2 Feet, the film delves deeper into the complexities of its protagonist.
Struktur narasi iki digarap kanthi teliti, njaga penonton tetep terlibat sakab.
The narrative structure is meticulously crafted, keeping viewers engaged throughout.
Tema-tema saka ngendok lan moralitas mangatas banget karo penonton.
The themes of redemption and morality resonate strongly with the audience.
Saliyane, pangembangan karakter nyediakake jendela menyang perjuangan lan triumpe.
Moreover, character development provides a window into their struggles and triumphs.
Kritikus wis ngatur film kanggo narasi sing narik lan penampilan sing apik banget.
Critics have praised the film for its compelling narrative and standout performances.
Saben aktor nggawa kedalaman unik kanggo perane, nambah pengalaman sakab.
Each actor brings unique depth to their roles, enhancing the overall experience.
Saliyane, trek suara melengkapi nada emosi film kasebut kanthi masterful.
Additionally, the soundtrack complements the emotional tones of the film masterfully.
Pacing sanajan kadang-kadang ora rata, nyumbang kangge ketegangan.
The pacing, although occasionally uneven, contributes significantly to the tension.
Akhire, The Accountant 2 muncul dadi sequel sing penting, ningkatake waralaba luwih adoh.
Ultimately, The Accountant 2 Feet emerges as a noteworthy sequel, elevating the franchise further.
Datangane arsitektur modern ing abad kaping 19 akhir, nanda pangowahan penting ing ekspresi artistik.
The advent of modern art in the late 19th century marked a pivotal shift in artistic expression.
Iku nantang konvensi, nembusake kemungkinan anyar kanggo seniman.
It challenged conventions, unveiling new possibilities for artists.
Para impresionis, karo fokus ing cahya lan warna, ngowahi lanskap lukisan.
The impressionists, with their focus on light and color, transformed the landscape of painting.
Kubisme muncul saksama, nglarani barang dadi wangun geometris.
Cubism emerged shortly thereafter, breaking down objects into geometric shapes.
Pendekatan radikal iki nyoba kanggo ngudari perspektif lan hubungan spasial.
This radical approach sought to redefine perspective and spatial relations.
Surrealisme, kanthi gambaran kaya ngimpi, maneh tantangan watesane kasunyatan.
Surrealism, with its dreamlike imagery, further challenged the boundaries of reality.
Ekspresi abstraksi muncul, negesen emosi lewat representasi.
Expressions of abstraction emerged, emphasizing emotion over representation.
Gerakan iki, sanajan beda, nuduhake benang umum inovasi lan pemberontakan.
These movements, while distinct, shared a common thread of innovation and rebellion.
Gabungan gaya kasebut jelas ing karya seniman kontemporer sing beda-beda.
The fusion of styles is evident in the works of various contemporary artists.
Mangkono, evolusi seni refleks nilai lan persepsi masyarakat sing ganti.
Thus, the evolution of art reflects society's changing values and perceptions.
Minangka kesimpulan, gerakan seni modern wis jelas bentuk ekspresi kreatif kontemporer.
In conclusion, modern art movements have undeniably shaped contemporary creative expressions.